Poorly Read.
Hello everyone, welcome to this week's episode of Poorly Read.
Yeah, the start of the second half of season two.
Second half of season two, starting on a bloody new book.
Yeah, season 2.2, I guess.
Season 2.2, yeah.
Yeah. You've already listened to season 2.1, which was the best month of your life.
It better have been.
Yeah. If it was the worst month you ever of your life, then I can only hope that our comedy antics made it bearable. And if it was the best month of your life, I hope it was because of the podcast.
I hope it was because our comedy antics made it so.
Yes.
I'm sure it was. I'm sure we have that sort of power.
All that Aslaning and blessed shoes and...
Ah, the blessed shoes.
Yeah, Susan's fucking renegade vag.
Yeah. Oh, Susan.
Oh, Susan, you're so lazy.
Always spinning around in those slow circles.
Ah, that's the type of comedy you can come to expect, brand new listeners.
Tableware humour.
Yeah. Anyway, thank you for giving us a minute of your time and goodbye.
Leave a review.
Yeah. Anyway, fucking hell, yes, it's Otto Twilight, the book.
Twilight, the book.
Have you finished the book yet?
I finished reading it today.
Yeah.
I read, so like in the early hours of this morning, like between sort of 1 and 4 a.m., I read like chapters 18, 19, and 20. Yeah. And then earlier today, I finished the last four chapters. And then listened on audiobook to the first three chapters, the chapters we're talking about today. So I've consumed an awful lot of Twilight over the last, 12 hours, 20, 15 hours or so. I'm pretty, story's real fresh in my mind.
Yeah, fresh. Like, I don't know, what is fresh these days? Nothing really, it's all been sitting in the supermarket for quite a while, I feel.
Fresh like the blood of a 17-year-old girl from Phoenix.
Yes. Arizona.
Yes. Just in case.
Oh, God. Anyway, let's fucking run really fast like a vampire into chapter one, which I didn't write down the name for, because I didn't think they had any names, and it turns out they do.
They sure do. It's called First Sight.
First Sight. Like that Kylie song.
It was love
at first sight. She has two songs called that, one from like the 80s and then that one.
Oh.
And there's like other artists who do that, and I'm like, why would you do that? Because I always think, what if you tell someone, oh, can you put that on the playlist, and then they put the wrong one?
Yeah, well, I mean, you'd have to say like the 2002 version or the 1980
yeah,
whatever.
Yeah, you've
got to
be like really specific, and I don't want to be.
Yeah, I want to be vague.
Yeah.
All times and all things. But I want people to know what I mean.
Yeah, so Bella's being driven to the airport by her mum because her mum is deciding to follow her baseball player boyfriend around the country.
Yeah, well, Bella knows that she would like to. So she's like nobly going, you know, I'm going to go and live in that shitty place in Washington where it rains all the time, so you can go and be with your new BF.
Yeah. To be honest, I quite like the sound of forks. I've always liked that kind of vibe. I'm not a fan of the rain, but I like that it's not sunny and it's, you know, a bit more somber.
Yeah. Yeah, that seems like kind of your vibe.
Yeah. But yeah, she flies into Forks, and then there's the hour drive from the airport with her dad, and she's worried it's going to be awkward, and it is.
Yeah. But he's bought her a present.
Yes, he says, only use it on Tuesdays, and she opens up the box, and it's a little massager with a little extra prong on it, and it's all covered in pink, and it's made of silicone.
But only use it on Tuesdays, because I use it all the other days.
Yes. Me and my new boyfriend, Carl. He got bitten by a pit bull in a very, very weird and unfortunate riding with a neighbor. And so he has no penis left. And so on Tuesdays, he sellotapes this on with some Well, it's not sellotape. We use masking tape, of course, because you use something sturdy. And then he penetrates me from behind, Bella. And it's almost as good, but then we cry afterwards, because obviously Carl could never reach orgasm again.
Yeah, also the toy falls off because masking tape isn't sturdy at all.
Yeah, it's quite floppy, actually. But don't worry, we'll give it a wash under a cold tap and then leave it in your room every Monday evening. And then on Tuesday, you can wake up and go, ah, look, there's my little toy, and I can go to school with a smile on my face.
Aren't I a good father?
Yes. Aren't I simply the best? And she's like, better than all the rest. And he's like,
we don't like that music up here.
Yes. I preferred her when she was being beaten. Now, if I can, Charlie, which is her dad's name, and she always calls him Charlie.
Yeah, but not to his face.
Yeah.
Except for a couple of times.
Yeah, anyway, now the present he got her is a car. He said, you get a car. And she's like, oh my gosh. She starts crying. And then he's like, but you can only use this on Tuesdays.
Yeah. You have to choose one present or the other.
Yeah. But yeah, he got the car and he got it from Billy Bush, who lives down on the Indian reservation.
Billy Bush, yeah.
Yeah, Billy's in a wheelchair now.
Yeah, it's him and his bush. His big black bush.
I guess it would be black because he has got black hair, but it might be grey because he's also old.
Mm. And black is his actual last name. Yeah, but he bought the truck from Billy, who's over up at La Push Beach, remember? Which is a weird name for a beach.
La Push. Yeah, maybe it's real.
Maybe. Port Angeles is real.
Yeah.
And so is Seattle.
Yeah, so it says he bought the car for her because he wants her to be happy there. And also because she can't get around any other fucking way. Like, what is she going to do?
Walk in the rain everywhere.
Yeah.
She's already going to be wet enough, Charlie.
Yeah.
That'd be your first present.
But yeah, she's just like, then after she says that, she thinks it will almost be impossible for her to be happy there. And I'm like, man, like...
Well, it is with that attitude.
Yes, just like, I know you're sad and you're in a bad situation, but you never know.
Fucking cheer up, Kristen.
Oh, God, I hate Kristen Schiff so much. Anyway, they arrive home and she sees the new truck is a big red truck and she likes it.
Oh, Daddy, I love it.
Yes, it's the best truck I've ever seen in my life. Red, shiny, and full of grease.
And it's super old.
Yes, just like Mum's van. I can see me and you enjoy the same things, Daddy.
Yeah, I see where I get my taste.
But yeah, she settles in her old room. They sort of, you know, like, they have like a bit of a weird kind of like, don't really talk relationship kind of thing, which kind of suits them both fine. Like, she doesn't really want to have like pointless small talk and that kind of shit.
Yeah, it's not in either of their nature to be like chatty and stuff, so they just kind of say a few polite things and then don't talk anymore.
Yeah,
which is fine.
Anyway, she thinks about going to a new school, but she feels like she won't fit in because
she's shit at everything.
Yeah, and she has, like, a very small set of hands for a girl of her age.
Not like most girls from Phoenix.
Yes, her hands are the size of those little joke hands that you put on the end of your fingertips to become extra little hands. She feels so embarrassed about it, she just wears miner's gloves as a way of... masquerading, but there's only so much that you can do before you have to, you know, hold a pencil.
Yeah, actually use your hands. No wonder she's terrible at sports.
So she looks at the axe in the shed and thinks, "Should it really be better if I just chop my arms off up to the elbow and go into school like that?"
Yes, it's not like there are any vampires there who are going to be keen on the smell of blood, so...
Yes. And if they are, they'll kill me and I'll never have to worry about this ever again.
Yeah.
It's a win-win situation.
And it's getting more and more absurd.
Is that a song reference?
Are you kidding me?
What song is that from?
Sorry seems to be the hardest word.
Oh, I only know the "What Have I Got to Do to Make You Love Me?" and then the "Sorry seems to be the hardest word" lines.
Oh, well, it's the bit in between those two bits.
And I only know it because of the blue in Elton John duet.
Well, yeah. I mean, it was an Elton John song originally.
Yeah.
And then they just did it, and then he just did, and then he just wanted some strapping young lads about him.
Of course he fucking did.
Of course, who fucking wouldn't? Come here, Duncan. Use my pedals.
Do you know what no one ever talks about, though, is the fact that The Candle in the Wind 1987 was a double A-side with The Way You Look Tonight. And I feel like that needs to be addressed. That it wasn't just a single that was released in honor of Diana, that he also managed to put his new song on there as well.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. Because I remember that was going to be his single that's going to be released at that time. But then obviously Diana happened, and then he rejigged the fucking song he wrote about Marilyn Monroe, then released it. Obviously, it became the massive worldwide hit it was. But it also had his new single in it as a double A side.
Oh,
I'm
Elton.
Just saying.
What
so
are you like?
You sit there, you sit there fucking slagging off Madonna and Janet Jackson about fucking lip syncing, and here you are.
When have I slagged them off?
No, I said fucking no, Elton.
What? You said I sit here slagging off Madonna and Janet Jackson. I said
no, I said you sit there, as in Elton.
Oh. Well, I'm not Elton John Gifton.
So you interrupted my fucking run of a joke that ended in a slamming punchline for no reason.
Well, it's because you addressed it to me.
I didn't. It was Elton fucking John.
I'm Elton fucking John.
God. Don't know how we're going to edit around that. Anyway.
Ah, fuck it. Leave it all in.
And sure. Anyway, she had a quiet breakfast with her dad in the morning before he heads off to work, because he's a policeman. He's the chief policeman, I think, of Forks.
He's the chief policeman. Chief Swan.
Yeah. Oh yeah, her name's Bella Swan. That's such a gay name. Anyway, she looks around the house, she gets in her truck to go to school, she gets her timetable from school. She starts her day like an 80s montage. She has crap lessons, some random guy called Eric offers to help her find her next class.
And she says, ew, like, go away, you have skin problems.
And he's like, one of your gloves fell off, you know. And she's like,
just, my tiny hands.
I can't reach it. And then her trigonometry teacher makes her introduce herself. And then I was like, what's trigonometry? Because I mentioned that a lot in American, like high school stuff, and I don't know what it is.
It's like a branch of maths.
So why is it not just called math?
Yeah, I don't know. It's like a very specific type of math. It's like, isn't it like, oh, I'm going to look like an idiot here if this is wrong, but isn't it like measuring the angles of triangles and stuff?
I think it is that kind of shit, but like,
I don't know why that's its own subject.
Yeah, that seems ridiculous to me. You just call it maths.
Yeah. Also, they have a subject called government, which I thought, yeah, like it's mentioned in later in this book. I was like, we should have that.
We should have a lot of things, to be honest.
Yeah.
Anyway, so she meets some girl called Jessica, I think, who befriends her and introduces her to some other friends at lunch.
Yeah. And I mean, the people are nice to her in that school.
Yeah,
she could stand to be nicer back, I feel.
I feel like it's just shyness that stops her from being nicer back, to be honest.
Yeah, it probably is.
But anyway, yeah, she's having friends at lunch, and then that's when she notices the Cullens.
Yeah, and they hot as fuck.
Yeah.
But also cold as fuck.
Yeah. So, right, skipping like way forward to the movie, I think that Emmett and Jasper and Alice were really well cast in the movie.
I haven't seen the movie, I couldn't say.
Yeah, I know, it's okay. But Edward and who's the other one? Rosalie.
Yeah.
they're Edward and Rosalie are not well cast at all as their counterparts. So yeah, I just wanted to put that out there.
I like Robert Pattinson.
I know you do.
I just wanted to put that out there.
Anyway. It just, do you know what just bothers me sometimes is that he's always cast as like hot characters from books, and he's not viciously unattractive. I don't think he's a handsome person. Yet he's cast as people who are meant to be like the most handsome of like the most handsome characters in the respective books. And that's what bothers me. Because I'm like,
I know, he's not handsome in a neat uniform sort of way. He's got a very distinctive face, but I think he's handsome.
Oh, God. Yeah. plenty of people do. That's the weird thing. I don't want to like shame anyone. Like, he's got a face that obviously like lots of people love. Just for me, I just don't think. I feel like for these characters, you needed like for this and for what's it called, the guy who played in Harry Potter. You needed actors who were like almost like objectively good looking, you know. And I feel like he doesn't fit the bill.
Fair enough.
Yeah, I know that the author wanted what's his name, Calvin. Not Calvin. Who's the guy who plays Superman?
Henry Cavill.
Cavill, yeah. She wanted him to play Edward.
Now, he might be the best looking man in the world.
One of, yeah. He's very handsome. And I've seen him in real life twice.
Have you?
And he is, yeah.
Was he dreamy?
He's one of those men who I can see is super, super handsome, but I don't find them attractive. But I can obviously see that they are, like, very, very handsome.
Oh, mate, he can Henry my Cavill.
And yeah, he looks like exactly like he does in the films and stuff. But to me, always the people that I find are the most handsome people, just for like my taste, are people who are so good looking that they almost go around the corner to being like slightly, they could be looked at as slightly weird. Like Angelina Jolie, I think she's the most beautiful woman in the world. Yeah, other people I know think that she looks weird and that, like...
But then that's the exact type of beauty that Robert Pattinson has.
I don't think so.
But the round-the-corner style of it is not to your taste.
Just in my eyes, I don't think he does have that. To me, he's just exceptionally ordinary-looking, whereas I don't think you could say that Angelina Jolie is, like, ordinary-looking in any respect. But I can see how someone might look at her and think that she has, like... features that look like this or like that, you know. And there's other like male people who are exceptionally beautiful, but I could see how they're like so beautiful that they're on the border of almost going around to being like slightly odd looking or alien looking, or, you know. Whereas I don't think Robert Pattinson for me falls into that category.
Oh, see, that's almost exactly how I would describe Robert Pattinson's good looks.
Wow.
Weird,
said Bella aloud to the table, and they all said, "What are you talking about, Bella?" And she was like, "Oh, nothing."
Who are those weirdos over on that table?
Yeah, but they're so fucking pale, and one of them is so fucking butters, and they were like, "Whoa."
It was a casting decision that we don't all approve.
But yeah, she asks the girl from her Spanish class who the Kylans are, and one of the boys looks over her briefly, and she goes, "Oh my god, that's Edward Cullen.
That's Edward Cunt."
That's Edward Cunt, that's Jasper Cunt, Emmett Cunt, Alice Cunt, and Rosalie Cunt. And they're all the cunts. They're the Brady Cunts. Oh god. And they're all adopted by
Dr. Cunt.
Yeah, Dr. Cunt and Mrs. Cunt.
He's a gynecologist.
Oh, that was so crass. but like some of them are also like together, like all of them are with each other apart from Edward, so people think, yeah, that's kind of weird.
And they all live together.
Yeah. And then Bella's like, that's nuts.
Reference. She looks around the table to see if anyone gets the reference.
Yeah. Yeah, so the Kylans have only been in town for 2 years. And in Bella's next class, which is biology, the way that she talks, the way that she walks with her little hands.
And her gloves falling off.
She passes Edward and she's like, whoa, that boy is in front of me. The way that I And he tenses up as she walks past like a sphincter that's just not ready. And
just unpracticed.
Yeah. And he has like a hostile vibe or lesson towards her. And she feels sad that this stranger is so disgusted by her.
Yeah, she doesn't understand why. Maybe he knows I'm not a real phoenix.
Where is... Because Phoenix is in Arizona, right? But yeah. Doesn't she say something about California at some point?
They drive down through California when they drive from Washington, which is where Forks is. Driving, you would drive down through California and then go east a bit into Arizona.
Right, because doesn't she say a thing about that, like, other girls like her would be like the California blondes and blah, blah, blah?
Oh, maybe. I don't know. The only mention of California I can remember is when they drive through it later. But she said, yeah, she says, like, normal Phoenix girls would, you know, blonde and tanned and burst into flames and reborn from their ashes.
Can move things with their mind and have two awful films made about them. That's an X-Men joke. Some of our fans will laugh. she notices that Edward is like proper pale and has like black eyes and stuff, and she's like but a guy called Mike introduces himself after the lesson's over and they walk to gym together. She hates gym because it is shit. And then the final bell rings and she goes to the office to hand back her form to the receptionist because she had to get a form signed by each teacher from each lesson she had that day. So, I don't know, I guess prove she went to the classes on her first day.
Just, yeah, like register in the classes or something. Yeah. I don't know, seemed a bit weird. Seemed almost like an excuse to just to have her go to the office and overhear Edward talking to the receptionist.
Yeah, so I don't want to do fucking biology anymore. Move the classes.
Move them for me and my golden eyes.
No, he hasn't got golden eyes yet. He's got black eyes still.
Oh, yeah. Because he's hungry.
Hungry motherfucker.
That's his theme music that just plays.
Yeah. Hungry motherfucker. Yeah. And his eyes so black. He needs a bite to eat. Just a little snack. But when he has a sip, ooh, his eyes go golden, and he looks beautiful, unlike Amanda Holden.
I'm always so intrigued to hear what you're going to come up with. When I know there needs to be a rhyme line, I'm like, what's he got?
No, Amanda Holden, I do actually think is quite beautiful. I just hate her character. So I hate her from the inside.
Okay, well, that's okay then. That's much better.
I've judged her not by the colour of her skin, but by the content of her character. Just like Dr. King wanted.
I judge her to be a horrible person.
I just can't stand her. Ugh. She always just ruins shows that I would like normally. Anyway, so Edward wants to swap out of biology.
Yes, the only class she shares, he moved to a different biology time.
Yeah.
You see a little like gust of wind comes up behind her and he turns around like...
Yeah, he's like, smelly, smelly.
And his boner instantly gives him away. His nose boner.
His nona.
Yeah, oh no, my nona.
He's like, can you see my nona? And she's like, yeah, she's sitting in the corner. And she's like, ah, Edward, why you will not eat my spaghetti?
No, I've been looking all over for you.
Sorry, she got free of the home again. It's really hard when you have a geriatric vampire. Because they're so feeble yet so dangerous. Oh, good. Anyway, chapter 2, open book.
Yes, indeed. Day 2 at school was slightly better because things were coming more familiar.
Yes. She sits with her new friends at lunch, but she doesn't see Edward all day.
Oh, yeah, there's only 4 cunts at the cunt table.
Yes. So she does some grocery shopping after school because her dad can't cook. She buys some food that she marinates and she puts some potatoes in foil and puts them in the oven. She's like, I'm going to make steak and potato tonight. And I'm like, you can't have steak with jacket potato. Like, it's just not the rules.
Yeah, man. New potatoes.
What a weirdo. Baked potato and cheese. Because we all love clover. So pass it back, please.
Oh, imagine me actually being that enthusiastic about the butter. Like around the family dinner. Oh, it's my turn with the clover now.
Oh man, I would love to be that enthusiastic about anything, man. Fucking hell. And she checks her emails and she has 3 from her mum and she's like, oh mom, chill out. So she emails her mum back and's like, mom, I'm fine, now go away.
Yeah.
And then dad comes home with his gun. Puts his gun on the table and she's like, ooh, look at that gun.
Ooh, isn't he dangerous?
Yeah, look at that mustache. She's like, hey, daddy.
Why don't you dress like the rest of the cops in town? And your mustache. And your leather hat. And who's that Native American?
And I didn't know we were having construction work done. And but yeah, my dad comes home and she asks about the Cullens. And he's like, Dr. Cullen is an amazing doctor. And the whole family has never given me any trouble. In fact, Dr. Cullen, oh man, like I don't know how he gets his work done with all the women looking at him at work and drooling over him and stuff. He's a very handsome man.
Constantly covered in drool, though.
Yeah. You know, because he has an overbite. But apart from that.
Yes, he has to wear a bib. Very handsome, though.
Yeah, extremely handsome, just apart from that bit. You know how some people are so handsome, they go around the corner and... anyway, the rest of the week passes without incident, and Edward doesn't come back to school
Edward
for the whole week.
Edward does not come back to school. The only talk, only thing of note among their friends is that Mike's planning a trip to La Push Beach in 2 weeks.
Yeah, she says something about the beach, like it's not going to be like a regular beach that she's used to, it's going to be like this.
Yeah, beaches are supposed to be like sun and hot and swimmy and stuff.
Yeah. Yeah, I would hate to go to the beach in this kind of environment.
Yeah, it's like it's really banking on the weather perking up, which as it happens, it does, but like...
Maybe that's why they know like around that time of year, usually we get like a couple of days of sunshine.
Yeah.
But yeah, you're right. It's still a lot to put your hopes and dreams on.
2 weeks in advance, it is.
Yeah, definitely. That's the kind of thing you need to, like, a maximum the week before.
Yeah. But this is the thing. I wonder if the author is from a place like that. Because I feel like that's such an, like, as Brits, that's such a natural instinct for us. Like, don't plan a beach trip that far, because, like, what if the weather turns?
Yeah.
but Americans seem to just, like... The weather will be fine.
That's
we all
so
know what the weather's
going
to do because that's what the weather's like here.
That's so true. Yeah, for our American fans who have never been over here or have only been over here during like the very best of summer or like in like the dead of winter where you expect it to be cold, like even in summer, we'll get good weather, but like say for today, like all week it's been like super hot. And then yesterday and today, it's been like pissing down with rain and it feels like a sort of like a day in late October or November.
Yeah, like 2 days ago, Wednesday was like 29, 30 degrees. I don't know what that is in Fahrenheit, but 29, 30 degrees Celsius. Yeah. It's like sunny and warm throughout the day. And then by like 6, 7 in the evening, just clouds and hacking it down with rain.
Yeah, it's 14 degrees Celsius today, so literally half what it was a couple of days ago. Yeah.
Yeah.
And that's what it's like.
It just swings back and forth between that, like, all the time.
Yeah. So, and during the summer, you might get, like, 1 week of, like, really intense, like, Florida-level heat. And then that'll kind of be it. And then it will sort of still be sunny, but it will really, like, mellow out after that.
Yeah, which and you really can't predict it more than a few days in advance.
Yeah.
And even then, it's not always right.
Yeah, it's not uncommon for you to, like, plan, like, something that depends on it being sunny. Like, and then it comes to the day and it's fucking raining or it's really cloudy and that kind of thing. So, anyway.
There's the weather report.
But the next week, she's at school and Bella sees snow in real life for the first time.
Yeah.
She's like, I look so white and spooky.
Oh, it's getting all in my hair. Oh, Mike, stop it.
Oh, it's getting on my eyes. Be careful. It might permeate the membrane. But they go for lunch and Edward is back in the lunch hall. She just gets a soda and she doesn't look up from the floor because she's scared. But Edward stares at Bella. But he doesn't seem hostile anymore. Just curious.
Yeah.
And the whole family looks as pale and tired.
Yeah. Curious. Better. Yeah. Curious.
Anyway, so she goes to biology and Edward shows up and he's being friendly now and he introduces himself.
Yeah, he's all, hello. Psh, please.
Hi. We didn't get a chance to meet last time. And I would be like, we hadn't, like, 2 hours to meet. You just chose not to. Like,
oh, is that what he says?
Yeah, yeah. We didn't get a chance to meet. Or, like, I didn't get a chance to introduce myself. I'm Edward. You must be Bella.
You definitely had a chance, Edward.
Yeah. I was sat next to you for a very long time. You just chose to, like, look intently the other way and clench your fist at me.
Yes, you were either trying to poo or trying not to poo. I couldn't tell.
Yes. Did you need to poo? It was like, I needed to poo.
So I just didn't have a chance to say hello.
Yes. If I said one word, I would have shat myself. Also, when I meet people, I like to say, like, Lionel Richie. And I just didn't have a chance that lesson. Because you have to set it up perfectly. Firstly, I have to stab you in both eyes so you can't see. Then I have to bring in a bust of myself that's been molded from clay. Put you in front of it. And then kneel down on my knees and grab your hands. And then say, hello. And I didn't have a chance. So,
yeah. I needed to poo too much, you see.
Yes. Anyway, look at me. Boop, boop. Ah! She goes... He's like, sorry, I didn't have time to sharpen the pencil, so I might have heard more than usual. Anyway, here's the bust, and I'm going to grab your hands now. Hello.
And her heart stopped in her chest. She was so charmed.
Yes, she was charmed like a bracelet. Anyway, she notices that his eyes are different now. And she's like, are you wearing contacts? He's like, no, why? And she's like, because I swear your eyes were a different color than they were before.
And your theme music sounds different.
I don't get it.
Oh, it was a joke to the theme song that follows him around that's different when his eyes change.
Oh, yeah. Fuck it all, I forgot my own joke. Oh, God. But yeah, they're, like, amber-coloured now instead of black.
Yeah.
Ugh. Anyway, they talk about stuff. And then she tells Edward why she wants to stay in Forks. Because he's like, why did you want to stay in Forks?
And, she's and so like, she tells him why she wants to stay in Forks.
Yeah, she's like, here's a little story all about how my life got flipped on upside down. So, yeah, that day she drives home and she almost hits another car exiting the school parking lot. And in her rearview mirror, she sees Edward leaning against his cool car, laughing.
Yes, his shiny Volvo.
Yeah. Yes, he's like, I like to participate in a sexualized version of the wacky races if we do it.
I'm, of course, Dick Dastardly.
Yeah. Then we slide into chapter 3. Something like a phenomenon. That's not what it's called. It's called Phenomenon.
Phenomenon.
But... Yeah. Ah, we're so gay. I bet we think this song is about us. Anyway, so we're gonna... Oh, God. And then the next day, there's lots of ice on the ground. There's lots of black ice. And everyone needs to be careful when there's black ice around. Keep your wallets tucked away. And keep your children inside.
Charlie knows. He's already been out and added extra safety measures to her car.
Yes. He's reinforced the windows. Gave her a steering wheel lock. He's like, be careful, there's black ice today.
Put a gun in the glove compartment.
Yeah. Shoot first, ask questions later. And she's like, what is you guys' problem with black ice?
It's dangerous, Bella.
If you ever dare bring black ice home, I swear to God.
It's up to no good, I tell you.
Oh, God. If no one has seen that Key and Peele sketch, do it, because you'll be so happy about it. Anyway, so she gets to school and parks, but there's a scream.
Yeah, she catches a glint of silver out of her eye and sees why she had such an easy time on the icy roads, because Charlie is attached snow. She goes around the back of the truck and sees that Charlie has attached snow chains to her wheels. She's all like, aww.
But yeah, she's looking at that and like, oh, Dad. And then there's a scream
from
the top of someone's lungs. As a truck slips on the ice and hurtles towards Bella.
And she's like, oh no, I've got no chance of stopping it with my tiny little hands.
Yes, she tries to get her gloves off in time, but she can't.
I need someone with big strong hands to come and save me.
Yes, and then Edward out of nowhere fucking throws her to the ground and like pushes the car with one hand. But then the car keeps like spinning towards them and like hits him in the shoulder and then like flips. And then he's about to crush Bella's legs that are on the pavement. And Edward catches it with his hand. And then, like, flips it or whatever. And it's sort of like, whoa. And then she remembers he was standing far away from her by his car. And she's like, but how did you get here so fast? And he's like, I was standing right next to you, Bella. And she was like, no, you weren't.
And he's like, yes, I was.
And she's like, no, you fucking weren't, mate. I remember where you were, and you was at least like 20 feet away.
So don't give me that shit.
Yeah, then he's like, no. But in the ambulance, she remembers the dent in the truck that almost hit them. It fit the curvature of Edward's shoulder.
Yeah.
As if he'd absorbed the full impact.
Yeah, so he's all like, yeah, Bella, you're all right. Just stay here on the ice until the ambulance comes, and then the ambulance comes.
Yes. Okay, so let me repeat what I said. In the ambulance, she remembers that the dent in the truck fit the curve of Edward's shoulder as if he'd absorbed the full impact.
The full impact.
Of the truck, yeah. And she's like, huh? What? So in the hospital, they bring in Tyler, the driver, from the van that almost hit Bella, and he's pretty sliced up.
Yeah, he's got shards of glass poking out of his head, and he looks like Sonic the Hedgehog.
Yeah. He's like, oh, this happens when you try and run fast. And then Edward comes in and asks if she's okay.
So who said something about running fast?
Yeah.
I could do that.
She's like, I knew it! And he's like, shh, Bella. And then Dr. Cullen comes in and Bella's like, he was like beyond any of the most beautiful movie stars she'd ever seen. I can see why other nurses loved him.
Yeah.
And he says, well, your x-ray shows that you're okay, but you've also got an extra lung and four stomachs.
I don't know how that came about of the result of this accident, but...
Yes, it turns out you're a cow. And she's like, oh, that explains why I lactate so frequently. Alas.
Well, I couldn't partake in that steak and potatoes dinner. I just wanted cud.
Come, you say, no cud. Oh, that's not as fun. But you'll find lots of grass here in Forks. Fresh, you see.
Yes, fresh cud.
Yes.
It was my nickname in college.
Oh, God. Anyway, he says, Bella, you can go and that you're incredibly lucky. And Bella says, yeah, it's lucky Edward was standing right next to me. And Dr. Cullen stumbles over his words and he's like, oh,
it's, oh yes, yes, yes. Very, very lucky indeed.
Yeah, and Bella's like, ah, he's in on it too.
Yeah.
And after Dr. Zoo leaves, she wants to talk to Edward. And he's like, no, I have to go. And he goes, and she follows him. And then they end up in a corridor. And Edward is, like, so, like, angry. And it's like, and he's like, what do you want? What do you want from me, man? And Bella's like, I just want to know the truth, baby.
You can't handle the truth.
Yeah, but he slaps her really hard.
And then he's like, sorry, I don't even know what movie that's from.
Yeah, and also I've got vampire strength, so your entire face came off and your body just fell to the floor. Yeah. Now yes. I'm licking the pool of blood like a little chihuahua.
Which I'm allowed to do now because we know you're a cow.
Yeah. Aren't we fucked up? Anyway, but yeah, she's like, I should be dead. She's like, I should be dead, but you grabbed me and you put a dent in the car to stop it from crushing me. And then you held the van up to stop it from crushing my legs.
Yeah, and he's all like, I held a van away from your legs. Do you think anyone's going to believe that, Bella?
And she's like, it doesn't matter about anyone else. All that matters is that I know. I know that you're Superman. And then he's like, well, I was almost played by Superman.
Yeah.
But unfortunately, that casting director died and was replaced by one with no eyesight but excellent Braille reading skills. So under my headshot in Braille, it said best looking man ever. And she was like, let's pick him. And they were like, are you sure? And she was like, of course I'm sure.
The Braille never lies.
Yes. So they were like, give Robert Pattinson's agent a call. But we're not going to pay him the same as we were going to pay Henry Cavill. We're only going to pay him 1/5. I only think that seems fair. And everyone nods in stern agreement. Anyway, so he's like, you're not going to let this go, are you? Then she says, no. And he says, well, I hope you can live with disappointment. And then she asks, you know what, if you're going to be a dick about this, then why did you even bother helping me? And he says, I don't know. She goes home, and that was the first night she dreams of Edward Cunt.
Yes, indeed.
Yeah. So fucking hell. Dastardly things ahead. Intriguing things ahead.
Dastardly intrigue, if you will.
Yeah.
Dick dastardly.
Intrigue. Or interestedly. So yeah, we've come to the end of the episode.
We sure have.
So yeah, where can they find us, Tom? You
can bloody find us on Instagram and Twitter at PoorlyReadPod. We're more active on Instagram if you were going to just choose one of those.
Yes. Like, we can't stress that enough.
Yeah.
Yeah, also, fucking hell, if you enjoy our general bands...
Yeah, he's our friend we keep in the corner.
Fuck off with that. Fucking hell. If you enjoy our general bands, sign up to our Patreon, where we give the Polaroid treatment to your favourite films in our exclusive series, Polaroid at the Movies. There's an episode on the first and third Friday of every month. And it's $3.99 a month. So do it and make your ears happy.
Yes, indeed. If you want to send us any and or all of your things, send it to poorlyread@gmail.com. And remember to give us a 5-star review on the Apple Podcast app. Helps us out loads and it makes us smile on the inside and on the outside.
Yes, smile everywhere. And also, we do have merch.
We sure do.
We were working on brand new designs for season 2, so there's lots of season 1 designs up at the moment. But there's some, you know, generic Polaroid stuff that you can wear if you're a big fan and you want other people to know that you're into us. It's always good when you meet someone who's wearing a t-shirt of something that you're also into, because it's an instant conversation starter, so I highly recommend it. So yeah, you can find our merch at poorlyread.redbubble.com.
Bang.
You can find all our designs and you can get them on t-shirts, phone cases, all kinds of things. So yeah, we are working on stuff for series 2, and yeah, you might enjoy some of the stuff you see.
So have a bloody look.
Anyway, without further ado, I have been Gifton.
And I have been Tom.
And Cunt's been Cunt. No, we can't end with that. That's terrible.
I wondered if you were going to say that, though.
I don't know. What should the sign off for this be?
Tiny hands?
No. Ooh. I want something else. And Henry Cavill has been Henry Cavill.
Or at least he should have been.
Ah, Edward, why you not eat my spaghetti?